If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You might have heard Cosmo's story last week from the Food, Farming and Freshwater Roadshow in Renwick. The roadshow is moving around rural New Zealand to showcase research to people in the ag sector. Here's another project that was presented at the event.
My name's Janet Reid and I'm a rural researcher from Massey University from the School of Agricultural Environment, and today I was talking about research that I've undertaken with some colleagues from the School of People, Environment and Planning at Massey, funded by our Land and Water, looking at diverse perspectives on farming. That's the title of the research. But what we were interested in is really finding out what people think about the farming sector.
Mm. And you interviewed quite a lot of people for this research, didn't you?
We did a survey of over 1,300 people, and then that was a national survey across all genders, age groups. Was representative in terms of covering off, you know, the general population in that sense. And then we followed up with specific interviews to expand on some of the themes that came out of the survey to get a wee bit more detail and depth.
What were some of the key themes that came out of that survey?
We explored what people valued about farming, and very strongly what came through consistently across all of those groups was the value people place for the farming sector on the food that it produces for New Zealanders. Absolutely strongly, highly valued.
Yes, that's a great positive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the other key finding, because we were also interested in exploring the so-called urban-rural divide, and what came through in the research, because we asked people to identify whether they would say that they were urban, rural, or urban, rural. And 1 in 5 participants actually identified themselves as urban, rural. So it just reinforces that it's really simplistic to argue, as some people, some media and some politicians can do at times, that there is this big rural-urban divide, because that is not the case. So that was one of the other key findings that came out, was challenging that simplistic idea.
Have you found a sort of farm meets urban connection point?
We would argue that food comes out really strongly as a key connection point for the farming sector to connect to the non-farming sector. And some of the research that we did identified that when we asked people where did they get the majority of their information from, there are a number of sources, but media came out very highly as playing a role in that. But the other interesting thing was that half of urban respondents said that they get the information about farming from the supermarket. So that's the connection point. That's, you know, the food, which, you know, is a huge opportunity for us. We also explored people's trust in the farming sector, and strongly correlated with people's trust was the sense as to whether the sectors were communicating transparently, openly and honestly. And that urban respondents particularly want to feel confidence that the farming sector are doing that. And so the branding, that is absolutely one way. Telling stories in supermarkets somehow, being innovative and creative about how we do that.
And from an ag perspective, this could mean talking more about farm practices and farmers sharing their stories.
Yeah. And I think farmers do that. But I think it's not only farmers that need to do this. We need to think about how the sectors themselves and the industry-funded groups can also get into the space and do things maybe differently to what we're doing. And people also did want that genuine connection. You know, they want to connect with people face-to-face, you know, have some genuine connection with them.
Yes, and food, of course, is, as you've mentioned, potentially the best connector because we all need it, and people are wanting to know more about where their food comes from.
Yes, yeah.
In a positive way.
In a positive way. And who's producing it? how it's being produced, and they want to also be sure that it's being produced in an environmentally responsible way.
Does your research provide any insights into how farmers feel like they are being perceived?
Yes, we explored people's sense of connection between farmers, non-farmers, and consistently there was agreement there was a disconnection. And farmers who responded tended to think that there was a lot of misinformation through the media and other avenues that was influencing how they were being perceived. That was very much from the rural perspective. From the urban perspective, it's similar to what I said before. The urban just wanted greater confidence that in fact they were getting honest, clear information about farmers' practices around the environment. Mm.
What can you do with all this valuable data that you've collected? What's the next step?
Good question. I think what it indicates, and for the others in the team, is the need to somehow keep the conversation going and for actually maybe looking at, well, how can we build on what we found? You know, if food is a connection point, how do we develop innovative ways, new ways for actually using that as a way of continuing the conversation, of improving the conversation and those connections between the farming sector?
To ensure everyone's on the same page. What can you action?
Yes. How can we do that?
Have you got any ideas yet?
Personally, I think we need to work more closely with the supermarkets and think about how we can work with them. Of course, they have a strong commercial imperative, but given the results from this research, it would seem to me that we have to think of ways that we can actually, through branding or through some other means, work with the supermarkets to actually build these connections and tell these stories.
That's very doable, isn't it?
Yeah,
I'm sure they might be open to some discussions.
Yeah. Well, particularly if this is what consumers want.
If someone is interested in reading the report, where can they go to find it?
If they access the Our Land and Water website, they will be able to find the research on there, but they can also contact me, Janet Reid at Massey University, and I'd be more than happy to share them a link.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.